Now, it's a time of year when young people are thinking about what lies ahead in their lives. A-level results, of course, out last week. GCSEs coming out this week. So welcome to the Good Morning Ulster Career Guide. We'll be running it all this week. Going to look more closely into some of the career paths which may open up in the years ahead for young people. Today, we talk about working in IT.
My dad says it's a feature.
Staring at screens all day.
Hello, IT. Have you tried turning it off and on again?
What we're really waiting for is the kind of computer to which you can give a problem and then leave it to work out the answer all by itself. The sort they write about in science fiction stories. The thinking machine.
National fingerprinting is an idea which is only now becoming possible because of the development of computer techniques.
It means loads of typing.
It's just for wee nerds.
Are you seriously telling me, sir, that you have invented a machine that can think?
Yes.
The time may come when computers are even enjoyable.
IT. Well, we've got three nerds in front of me here. Sorry about that, guys. We have Jonathan Hegarty, who's head of the School of Electronics and Computing Technologies at Belfast Met. Sarah Gillespie is with Fujitsu and Karen Hull from Total Mobile. Sarah, you're an apprentice. You were a pharmacist. What attracted you to change career and go into IT? And which bit of it are you going to be in?
I qualified as a pharmacist and I worked as a locum for a couple of years. And I realised that I wasn't really very happy doing it, so I decided to take a break and reassess what I wanted to do. I'd always had a personal interest in IT, and so when I saw the ICT apprenticeship, Belfast Met, coming up, I thought that was a great way to reskill and get into a growing industry.
And how have you found it?
I love it. I love my job. I work in business system support, so the about turning things off and on again seems to be relevant.
What's business system support when it's at home?
So users report faults to us, so maybe they can't get into a system or there is something that's not working properly, and we'll investigate, find what the fault is and usually fix it.
Karen, you're a software tester. What does that mean?
That's correct. Well, I'd be involved in taking a piece of functionality or program that the developers have written in the department and trying to put that through its steps and see.
In what areas? Is it business applications or games? Or
oh,
what?
No, it'd be more for business. So it through mobile phone technology, application technology as well. So my job would be to find problems with the software before ultimately a customer could find those. So we want to try and make sure that it's as defect-free as possible before it's released into the wild.
Jonathan, it's a very wide area now, but you could sort of concentrate on three specific areas, can't you?
You can. Software development is such a big field within Northern Ireland. Computing infrastructure or IT support. And also then there are emerging technologies that are really coming through, cybersecurity, data analytics. So those would be the three sort of areas where there are lots of jobs. In Northern Ireland, there's currently 28,000 jobs in the IT sector, and that's set to grow by a third over the next 10 years. So there's a lot of opportunities for everybody.
And what specific skills do you need to get into one of those areas? If you need a degree?
It used to be that most people would have gone through a university degree program to enter the IT industry. And indeed, 20 years ago, that's how I did it. Went to primary school, secondary school, then on to university. And that is a route that many people follow. But now there are lots of alternatives. So Sarah's a fantastic example of somebody who has come through the education system, and she's decided that she actually wants to move into IT. So she's taken an apprenticeship route. And there are now hundreds of young people and people coming from various stages in their career coming into apprenticeships.
And that's who's offering these apprenticeships? Fujitsu, obviously, but I mean...
There's a wide range of companies in Northern Ireland will offer apprenticeships. They're supported through the Department for the Economy, and that means that there's typically 4 days in the workplace at the company that you're employed by, and then a day at a college or indeed a university doing the theory part.
Karen, what was your route into it?
It was a more traditional route, I guess. From GCSE selection, I took computing on at that stage, moved on to A-level, picked it again, and then at that stage I applied to university courses. So actually, my route in was through a joint degree. I did computer science and business administration. Wasn't quite sure which route I was going to take, so I was keeping my options open. And then from there, I applied.
And has it been the career you dreamed of as a young woman?
Well, I think think it's something I just progressively became more interested in over the years through each of the stages of, I suppose, the education system moving on, and I could see that there was opportunities there. And now, like, being, I've been in the industry for quite a few years now, so it's changing a lot and has changed a lot over the years.
Sarah, I mean, you're obviously a scientist by training. I mean, was that... that training, that knowledge base that you have, useful in IT, or did you have to change horses completely?
No, I don't think you have to change horses completely. What I really enjoy about IT is the problem-solving aspect of it. So I might be looking to fix a fault in a system or a website, running through a whole pile of code, finding one line where there's one problem. I know it seems boring to most people.
I just have to talk to my supervisor here. We get a lot of that.
Line of one problem and fixing that is like putting the last pieces into a jigsaw puzzle. Mm. All of a sudden you can see the picture and everything works again. It's amazing the change you can get.
And Karen, do you have eureka moments? Do you have moments when you think, oh, this is so fascinating. What a brilliant invention. What a brilliant new bit of software. Who did everything? I mean, is there an excitement about it?
There is that, yeah, because you're working with the latest technology, you know, in work, and people are very enthusiastic of what they do in the company that I work for. So it is good to be part of that, you know. And
what about the gaming industry, Jonathan? I mean, that was hailed to be, you know, the great white hope for many young people. I know personal experience of young people who couldn't find a job in game development in Northern Ireland to save their lives.
Well, I think that is changing. I think the digital sector is growing, and that includes the game sector. But I think with the advent of mobile technology and programming for apps, game technology has moved in that direction as well. So there's much more opportunity for people to get involved in creating their own company and creating their own games, whereas in the past, if it was for a console, it would have been much more difficult to get into that industry without going to London or going to another country, perhaps.
I mean, most young people are fully conversant with the workings, external workings at least, of computers, etc. But I mean, do you need to succeed in the business? Do you need to be one of these people who's writing computer programs at the age of six?
You don't. If you are, that's fantastic. But a lot of people come to IT, as we've heard, just through different routes. I think the key thing about working in the IT industry is having a passion for technology, having a passion for solving problems, and also then for working with people. The introduction talked about nerds, and perhaps we are three nerds.
Certainly not. No, I was just joking, honest.
We're nerds that like people, and IT is all about solving problems to make people's lives better. So it really is a very great career to get into.
A very quick word of advice from each of you, Karen, first of all, to people just wondering, maybe could this be the way forward for me?
Don't be scared, embrace it, go out. There's plenty of free tutorials on the web. If you're not sure what it's about, go check it out, try it, build something, try and break it, test it.
And Sarah?
I just echo what Karen said, and if you're interested in it, go and talk to people in the industry and see what their day-to-day work is like and see if it is what you want to do.
Okay, well, thank you very much indeed for your advice.
This item just came a week too late, didn't it? You were updating your software last month.
Oh, don't talk to me. don't talk to me about that.
Do you want to talk to Sarah in a darkened room about where it all went wrong?
It's whether you're too stupid to own a computer. Thank you all very much indeed.
Quick look at our headlines this morning. It's a